Today's shir is a Masechta Sota on Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, 15 lines from the bottom of the Amid, the fourth last word, Misharabu Leichshe Lechishos Bedin. We are in the middle of a sugya which is describing to us the Yerida in the Matzev of the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, how it degenerated and went down, unfortunately, at the time of the Churban Habayis from one level down to a lower level. The Gemara begins, Misharabu Leichshe Lechishos Bedin. As Rashi says, this refers to the Orchei HaDayanim, the lawyers who whisper into the ears of the Dayan and try to find a schus for their client and something negative against the other client, whether it is true or not. They are contributing to have a false din judged by the Dayan. And when that happens, says the Gemara, Rabba Charon Af B'Yisrael, this caused a proliferation of anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu against Klal Yisrael, as Rashi points out, because when the judgment is perverted, a charon af comes, as the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Beis, im ane sana oisoi v'chara api. If you persecute him wrongly, then my anger will come on Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, v'nestalka hashchina, and the shchina also left mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, and Rashi quotes the beginning of the pasuk. Rabbi Shai Pick of the Masorah Shas tells us that we should add that Elokim Nitzav Badas Kale. When does Hashem stand amongst the Bezdin? As the pasuk concludes, which our Gemara quotes, Bekerav Elokim Yishbo. That's when there is a true judgment of the Bezdin. However, when there's not a true judgment of the Bezdin, then Hashem is not found there, and that causes the Shechina to be nostalgic from Klal Yisrael. Misharabu achrei bitzom libam hoylech, when there was a proliferation of people who followed their desires for gain, rabu ha'imrim l'ra toiv l'toiv ra. So then there were people who said on evil good and good evil. Rashi explains that they began to be mishabeach, people who would give them gain, and they began to give yichus to rishoyim. And when that happened, says the Gemara, misharabu ha'imru l'ra toiv l'toiv ra, when they said the good person is considered bad and the bad person is considered good, rabu hoy hoy boilam, woe was added to a large degree into the world, meaning that the people who were evil and who were being praised by the Dayanim, they were able to do wrong things, and they wronged people who screamed out, woe, woe, oi, hoi, hoi. Mishrabu Moishche Haroik, when there was many people who spit their saliva a far distance, which Rashi explains as a simon of Gaius of Gaiva, Rabu Hayahirim, the Bali Gaiva were increased in Klal Yisrael, Venismatu Atamidim, and the Tamidim Chachamim became lessened. Vahatayra Chazeres Alam Deha, and instead of these students looking for the Torah where to learn, the yeshivas had to look for Talmidim, because instead of having proper Talmidim, there was a great abundance of people who exhibited Gaiva. Misharaba Yehirim, when the people of Gaiva spread throughout Klal Yisrael, Hischil Benois Yisrael Inasil Yehirim. So the daughters of Yisrael began to be swayed by these Bali Gaiva, who gave the impression that they were very important people, as the Gemara says, She'ein Doreinu Roya Elo Laponim, because unfortunately our generation does not see into the pnimius of a person. It looks at the exterior, and exterior, this person appeared very self-confident and very capable, and the girls were fooled into marrying these Bali Gaiva. Ask the Gemara, how could you say such a thing? Aini, Romer Mar, Haiman, Demiar, a person who has Gaiva, Afila, Inshe, Beise, Lemekabel. He's not even accepted by his wife, Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Gever Yar, a person who exhibits Gaiva, Veloyen Nave. He will not endure even in his own home. Lo yinava filo b'navi shaloi. Even to his wife, he will not endure. She will see that he is a fake. He's a balgaiva, and there's really no pnimius, no essence to him. So how could you say they married them? We see that this person is not accepted by his wife. So the Gemara answers, mikara kafzala. At first, they were fooled by these baligaiva, that they appeared to be men of substance, and the girls were fooled into marrying them. Once they got married, l'soif mitzal alayu, then in fact they became despised to their own wives. Misharabu matilim aloy, when judges, as Rashi explains, began to give merchandise to savvy businessmen that they came in contact with to sell their commodities. Misharabu matilim aloy al balibatim. So what did the Balabatim see? That the Rabbonim, the Dayanim, are out for the buck. They appreciate getting money. So they assumed correctly that when it would come to a bribe, they would be willing to take the bribe. And as a result, there was bribery and Hatiyas Mishpat, there was a perversion of justice. Upaska Toiva, and good stopped from the world because it was replaced by a charoin af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misharabu mekablonei toiva secha, umechizakani toiva secha, when there was an abundance of judges who told people, I accepted your good deed that you did for me, and I machzik toiva to you, I appreciate what you did for me. In other words, they were accepting favors from litigants. So then what happened, Isha Yashir Bein of Yasa. So the whole respect for the judiciary system broke down. Everybody did whatever they pleased like doing. They knew that with a few dollars they would be able to buy off the judges. And then what happened, Shvelim Hugbu Vagvayim Hushpulu. So the people who were men of stature, who were respected in the past, they became lowered. The low people, as long as he had some money, he had no other value to him, he became raised. So the demarcation of distinguished people and lower people was evened out. Umalchusa Azlev and Avlan, what happened to the country, the government, was that it deteriorated with such people amongst Klal Yisrael. Misharabu Tzoriayin, when the stingy people, there were many stingy people, the Tarfei Teref, and there were robbers, Rabu Ma'amtze Alev, so there were many people who had a hard heart, and they didn't want to give tzedakah, v'kaifzi yadayim, and they closed their fists from mila halvois, from lending money. V'avru amash kasev b'Torah, they were over on what it says in the Torah, by shnas hashmita, as it says in Dvorim, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tes, he shomer l'chapenyeh davrim l'vavchu b'lial leimer, korva shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita, v'roein k'bachicho aviv loy sitin loy, v'kora lecha l'ashem v'hoi b'chachet. So the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk here, but it's referring to before shmita, a person says, why should I lend you money? Schmidt is going to be mishamet. I'm not going to be able to get my money back. And he doesn't loan it. So that's what happened in Klal Yisrael. People didn't want to loan money. They were afraid of not getting it back. And they were over on what it says in the Torah, Hisham l'chopen. Misharabu netiyos garin, when women went around with outstretched necks, umisakroi seinayim, and they were winking at the men, they were enticing the men, so rabu mayim amorim, so the husbands of wives began to suspect their wives of doing immoral things, so they made kinui, and when the wives did stira, so Rashi explains there should have been more mayim amorim, because there should have been more opportunities to give the mayim amorim for saita ela shapasku. But we learned in yesterday's daf that misharaba menafin, so when there were more people who did illicit things, so then, as we explained yesterday from the Meiri, the husbands themselves were suspected of znus, and once they, if they're not menuka miyavon, then the mayim doesn't work. So it should have been more mayim amorim. Lamai said they stopped giving out the mayim amorim. Misharava Makablim Matonis, when there, people began accepting a lot of gifts, Nismatu Hayamim, so the days got shorter, and people didn't live so long. If you want to live, then, as the Michtav Melior explains, you shouldn't be a no-sane, you shouldn't be a no-tell, you should be a no-sane. If you like Matonis, then you are a type of person who likes to get things instead of giving things to others, so that Shlaim HaMelech says, only a soul named Matonis. If you love getting matanis, then unfortunately you're not blessed with a long life. Misharabu zachuche halev, when Balei Gaiva proliferated, Rabu machlekes b'Yisrael. So as Rashi explains, they didn't check with their Rebbe what the correct pshat is. They decided on themselves, I know I can learn as good or better than my Rebbe. I don't have to listen to my Rebbe. So Memela, they got the wrong pshat. And Memela, there started to be many machloikas in Klal Yisrael. Misharaba Tamid Shammai Vehil, when the Tamidim of Shammai Vehil, Shalai Shimshu called Sarchan, they were not Mishamish their Rebbeim as much as they should have. Rabu machloikas b'Yisrael, so there was much machloikas in Yisrael. Vinas is Tarkish Tei Tyrus, and the Tyre became like two Tyrus. Before, up to a certain point, there was no machloikas, as we learned in yesterday's shir. Up to the Yossi ben Yezer and his partner, there was no machloikas. But when in the days of the Tamir Sham and Mehillel, the Torah became like two Torahs because we had these were machmer, these were mekel. There was not one unified approach because of machloikas. Misharabu Makabli Tzadokim and Ivar Chavim, when there were many people who accepted charity from a goy, and you're not supposed to accept a charity from an Ivar Avodah Zarah, Hoyu Yisroel Lamaila Vehem Lamat. Yisroel was on top and they were at the bottom. Yisroel Lefonim, Yisroel was in front, Vehem Lach, and they're in the back. So Rashi explains the second last line, Kinuyu. This is a euphemism. Really, we mean the reverse. But we don't want to say that Yisroel was on the bottom, so we say the opposite. Yisroel was on top, and the goyim were on the bottom, the Yisrael was in front and the goyim in the back, but really we mean just the opposite, that Yisrael was at the bottom and Yisrael was last because they accepted tzedakah from the goyim. The Mishnah said further, Mishmeis Yosef ben Yezer, so it was Batlo Ashkarlis, the clusters, which represents people who knew the whole Torah. My Ashkarlis, what does that mean? I'm Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Isha Kol Boy, a man who has everything, Rashi says, the last Rashi, Torah Ba'amita, Ve'ein Dofi, V'shikho Machlokis. He accepted the Torah from his Rebbe perfectly, he gave over the Torah to the next generation perfectly, without forgetting, without Machlokis. That happened up till Yosef ben Yezer. Yosef ben Yezer, in the end of his life, began forgetting, and there we find the first Machlokis in the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tezayin, concerning Smicha on Yontiv, and that was a result of forgetting and Machlokis. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Yoichan and Kohen Gadol hever hoidiyas hamaiser, that he stopped the practice of vidui, of saying confession, of giving the maisris. My timer. What's the reason? Why did he stop it? Am Rabbi Yisrael Chanina l'fi she'ein nois naisa ketikunai. They were not giving it as they were supposed to. Because of a takana of Ezra. When Ezra went up from Bavel, so the Levim did not come, and as a knas, Ezra took away the maestris from the Levim, and it was given to the Kohanim. So, Omar, do you have the Levim? Va'anan ke'avin le'kohanim. So, Yoichan Kohen Gadol said that the Torah says you have to give maestri rishon to the Levi, and we're giving it to the Kohanim, as Rashi points out. So how can you say vidui maestri when the pasuk says v'gam nisativ la'levi k'chol mitzvah sekel? Part of the vidui is, it says in the Torah, I gave it to the Levi, but you, because of Takana says you're not giving it to the Levi anymore. You're giving it to the Kohen, so how can you say vidui maestri? Frei the Gemara v'ludi ashar maestris. So say it on the other things. Say it on Trumas Meiser, on Truma, on, say it on Meiser Shani, Meiser Ani. Good, you can't give Meiser Levi to the Levi, Meiser Rishon to the Levi. Say it on the other Meisers. I'm Rosh Lakish. Kol Bayi Shein Misvad al Meiser Rishon, Shuvain Misvad al Shar Meisers. Any house that doesn't say Vidui on Meiser Rishon doesn't do the other Meisers. Why? My time, or what's the reason? I'm Rabbiya. Hoyulu Pasuk Ve'akasav Tchila. Because the pasuk started with my serishin. It says in the pasuk, "Vinasata la Levi," that's my serishin. Then the pasuk says, "Lager liyasim la mana," that refers to Meiser ani. And then it says, "Va'achlu b'sharecha," that refers to Meiser sheni, because it says, "Leisucha lachlu b'sharecha." So I see that the word sharecha is referring to Meiser sheni. So since my serishin is put first, so the whole vidui Meiser is dependent on the beginning. What's the first thing in the pasuk? My serishin. If you're not going to be able to say my serishin properly, then you don't say the whole vidui Meiser on anything else as well. Ask the Gemara Mechlal, if you're telling me that Yoichlin going Gadol, stop the vidui Meiser because you weren't giving it to the right person. Izdach mashma dafrush avimafrushi, that they were separating it, they were doing the mitzvah, but they were giving it correctly. So they were giving it to the, based on Takanas Ezra, to the Kahanim. But I'm going to bring you a brisa where it would seem that they were not giving the Meiser. How could you say they gave it to the wrong person? They didn't give it. Vatani willet na brisa af hu yoichlin kain gadol bitel es avidui. He was mevatel vidui Meiser, that we learned in our Mishnah. But also vigozer al admai. He made a gzera on dmai. Dmai is domai. What is this? We don't know if the amoretz it took off Meisris or not. The Chover buys it from the Amoritz. Roiv Amoratzim give Meiser. There's a Choshev Amir Amatsui, who does not give Meiser. According to the Torah, you're definitely allowed to buy from the Amoritz and you can eat it. Because you can be Samach on the Roiv. But there were many Chaveirim who didn't want to be Samach on the Roiv. And therefore they used to give, some did, some didn't. So if I would buy Tzvuah from a Chover, I would have to ask the Chover, if I wanted to be Makbid and be Machmer, I'd have to ask him, where did you get it from? And I'm Oretz. Did you take off after? Because if you didn't, I want to do it. So what did Yechon Kohen Gol make a Takana? Everybody, when he gets it from Oretz, since it's, as we're going to see, you're dealing with an Isser, which could be Misa, and also there's a Mir HaMatzui, therefore everybody should take Meisers off. And therefore, if I buy it from a fellow Chaver, I don't have to ask him anymore, did you take off? Because based on the Takan of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, everybody used to take off when they bought it from the Amoritz. So the Gemara understood that the Bittul of the Vidui Meiser was the same reason as Gozer al Dmai. Just like on Dmai, he made a takana that the Chavar who buys it initially from the Amoritz has to give Meiser. Because we assumed the Amoritz did not give Meiser. So the same reason he stopped the Vidui Meiser, because the people weren't being mafresh. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha at the end of this brisa. You told me they were mafresh, but they gave it to the Kohen, not the Levi. L'chayritz mafresh, they weren't mafresh at all. Why did he make these takanas? Lefisha shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael. He sent out messengers in the whole border of Yisrael. V'roa she'em afrishin al trum gadol b'vad. He saw they were only mafresh trum gadol to the kayin. U'maisa rishnu maisa sheni, concerning maisa rishnu maisa sheni, miktsasa maasarin, miktsasa ne maasarin. Some were give maisa and some did not give maisa. Amar lahem, he said to them, Yoichlin Gadol said, Bonai, my children, boy, you come, and let me tell you that kishem she trumu gedoyle yesh bav misa, just like trumu gedoyle if you eat it and you're a czar. There's an oven of misa, kach trumas meiser v'tevel, so too if trumas meiser was not given and you're eating trumas meiser, or you have tevel. Rashi says, oidenu tevel la meiser. It would seem from Rashi that even tevel, just from meiser rishon alone, if somebody would eat it, as the Gemara continues, yesh behen oven misa. The Rambam says no, it's only if it would be tevel from trumas meiser that there's a chiv misa. But the Rashi seems to indicate even Meisers itself, there would be oven misa. Now we have to explain this. What does it mean? Oven misa, you're simach on what it says in the Torah, you can go bus a roiv, that roiv give it. There wouldn't really be an einish misa. He meant to say that you're dealing with an item which potentially, if you would know, for example, for sure that the Amoritz didn't give it, you could be involved in something that's an Oynish Misa. So since it's such a chomer dika thing, Amad v'hiskelem, he made a takana, lekech peres ma'amoritz, mafrish man, ma'isarisha, ma'isarsheni, you have to be mafrish, ma'isarisha, ma'isarsheni, and then mafresh rishon, you take the meiser rishon, mafresh memenu trumas meiser, you take off what the Levi would have given to the kayin, V'noitznol koyin, you give it to the koyin. U'maisha sheni oylev oichlo b'yushlayim. And what you separated from maisha sheni, you go up and eat it in Yerushalayim. And maisha rishon u'maisha ani, a maisha chaver of a raya. That you can keep. And let the Levi or the Ani prove that the Amoritz did not give the Maaser Rishon to the Maaser Ani. If they could prove that he didn't give it, then you'll have to give it to them. But if they can't prove it, you can keep it. So Rashi explains, what's the difference between Trumas Maaser, we said, you should take off what the Levi would have given the Kayin and give it to a Kayin. Why can't you say also, I might avail of a riot to the Kayin? Why is that different than Maaser Rishon to the Maaser Ani? So Rashi answers, by Trumas Maaser, you're not only involved with a mum and a stick of din, you're involved with an Isser as well. If a Zar eats Trumas Maaser, he's Chayv Misa. So Memela there, we don't even want you to leave it in your house, because if you're going to wait till a Maaser Chavel Varai, you might come, forget that it's Trumas Maaser, you might eat it, and you'll be over on something that has a Chayv Misa. So that, right away, you separate and you give it to the Kayin. However, Maaser Rishon Maaser Ani, which is mutter for a Zar to eat. So Memela, once you've made it from Tevel into Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, you can keep it, you can use it, and let the other person prove that the original Amoritz never gave from this Tevel Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. It's only a Mominus Tikkadin. If it's only a Mominus Tikkadin, there the din is a Maaser Chaveri, all of a riot. But meanwhile, we finish the Brisa, and we come back to our Kasha. You said that that Yoichi Ben Kohen Gadol saw that they were mafresh to the wrong person, to the Kayin, based on Ezra's Takana. And therefore they can't say, V'gam nisativ l'levi kol mitzvascha, they can't say that pasuk, and that's why it was mevatel vidui meiser, l'chayr from the Brisa before it's mashma. He was mevatel vidui meiser because people didn't give it. Answers the Gemara, Tarti, Tikain. There were two Takanas. Bitel vidui de chaveirim. The Vidui Maaser is not because of the same reason as Demai. The Vidui Maaser was referring even to the Chaveirim who were giving the Maaser, but they were giving it to the Kahanim. So on that he was Misakein, that don't say a Vidui, because you're not fulfilling what it says in the Torah. How could you say, I gave it to the Levi when you're giving it to the Kohen? And a second Takana, the Gozer al Demai Shalami Oretz, the Amo Oretz who we were Chayshish were not giving, on that he made a Takana, that any Chaver who buys from an Amo Oretz, he should give. So that's how the Gemara answers that question. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Va'afhu Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol bitel es ha'moirim. He was mevatel the wakers. What is this referring to? My moirim armor rechava b'chol yom v'yom every day shor yom d'levim al duchen. When the levim were sitting standing on top of the platform there in the base of Migdash, va'imrim, and they would say the following perik in Tehillim, perik mem dalid. Ura, wake up. Lama, Tishan Hashem. Why are you sleeping, Hashem? On my lahan. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to them, V'chiyeh shina lefnei ha'mokim. Does Hashem sleep? But like for Nemer, hinei lo yadam lo yishin, sharm Yisrael. Hashem does not sleep. So what did David HaMelech mean in that Tehillim? Wake up, Hashem. Ella, the pshat is, bizman shi Yisrael shurim b'tzar, when Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of pain, v'ayv v'chavim b'nachas v'shav, and everything's good for the goyim, l'kach ne'mar, ura lo matishan Hashem. It looks like Hashem is sleeping. He's letting the goyim ride on top of the world, and the Jews are in a low matzav in tzar, so it appears that Hashem is not taking action. That inaction is considered as if he's sleeping. Said Yochanan Kohen Gadol, if that's the pshat in Ura, Lamatishan, so we in our door, in the door of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they were having a very good matzav Klal Yisrael. So by us, no one will understand, if it's in a matzav where Klal Yisrael is having a bad time, then they could understand this pshat, wake up Hashem, do something, help Klal Yisrael. But we're in a good matzav, and we're still saying Ura, Lamatishan. Elamai, what do we mean? People will misunderstand to think that Hashem's sleeping. So on that, we have to stop that. People shouldn't get a misunderstanding. So Yochanan Gadol said, in our door where everything's going good, we cannot say this parak of Tehillim, and they stopped saying it. That's because he stopped up the Mo'irurim, those who said, Uro, wake up, Lomatishan Hashem. Then he also stopped Vesa Noikvim, the strikers. My Noikvim, what does that refer to? Amrav Yudam Shmuel, Shoyim Esartin Le'egel Bekarnav. The minig was that you would cut by a calf on top near its horns, you would let some blood out. It was not considered a mum, but what happened? Kadesh Yipol Dam Bein, if the blood fell into the eyes of the animal, as Rashi explained, got woozy. It wasn't standing up as a result of not being able to see because of the blood in its eyes. It started wobbling, and therefore it was easy to throw it down on the floor and make the shechita on the floor. Also, Iyu Bittel, he was Mavatlet, Mishum Demechsik Kimume, because it looked like a mum. And if people thought, oh, there's a mum and they're still doing it, that a mum is kosher. Bimasnisatana, we learned in the Braisa, Shayu Choyftenoise Bimakleis. They would strike, does not mean they made a mark, they cut with blood coming out, but they used to hit it with sticks. Kedar Shayu Nice, if the others could come. Like the Goyim do by there, but it's also for the same purpose, to get the animal down on the ground. That's what the Goyim used to do, they used to hit it. How long are you going to be machel a nevela to the mizbech? Ask the Gemara, nevelas? Hashachadlu, they used to shecht it. Ella, treifus. There's a chashir of treifus. Shema nikav krum shomayach. Maybe the membrane of the brain got a hole in it, which would make it a treifa. Now, really, you don't have to worry about it because we are only worried on such a thing if roiv, a chashiva, not roiv, but at least a chashiva part of the brain was missing, then you'd worry about the krim shomayach. So really, it's not a treifa, but he was nervous about it, that maybe you would think it's not a significant amount, that it was a significant amount, and then there would be a problem with treifas. So Ahmad v'iskelem tabos b'karki, he said, let's stop this practice of blood in the eyes, of hitting it over the head. He made rings in the karka, you slipped the animal's head into the ring, and you were able to shecht it without any problem. The Mishnah continued, ad yomifoye patishmak v'yisroel. B'Yerushalayim, the anvil of the blacksmith. He was banging with the hammer in Yerushalayim. When was this? B'chol Shomoyed. We already explained yesterday in the Mishnah that they used to be matir them to do something which is a dover of it. But since it had a loud voice, people heard it far away, and they didn't know that the blacksmiths were doing dover of it. So there was a chash, people would think you could do such an avoida on Chol HaMoed, even when it's not a dover of it, where a person would lose money the thing would not be able to be done, and he needed it. So therefore, he made a takana to stop all kinds of this activity. Kol yamav lo yadam tzarech lishal d'mai. All his days, no one had asked about d'mai. Kid Amor, like we explained before, that he made a takana that whenever you buy, a chaver buys d'mor, he's mafrish maisris. Memeil, if I buy from the chaver, I don't have to ask you, were you mafrish maiser? Because the takon of Yechlin Kangol was that you have to be mafrish maiser. Continues the next Mishnah, Mishnah Batla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was Batla Hashibri Mesa Mishtois. So singing in the places of a Mishnah. A Mishnah is always with wine stopped. Shenemar Bishir La Yishta Yayin. That there should not be with song together with a mishnah of wine. Now, when did this gezeirah happen? So there's a question here, what does bitla Sanhedrin mean? 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin went out of the Lishus HaGozes to other cities. So some Rishonim say that that's when there became an isser to sing at parties with wine. And the reason is, as long as the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkar Gazes, people were afraid to put lyrics in that were inappropriate. But once Sanhedrin was not anymore in the Lishkar Gazes in the Beis HaMikdash, they put in inappropriate lyrics, and therefore, according to this pshat, this Gzeira Midrabonon happened already 40 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam says that this Isser came about because of Avelis. This was Avelis for the Churban, and according to the Rambam, Mishabat L'Sanhedrin is not 40 years before when they left the Lishkar Gozes, but when there was no longer the institution of Sanhedrin totally, because this was Avelis over the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we see in the Pasuk, Bishir L'Yishtayayin, that there's a connection with this Isser and the Bittel of the Sanhedrin? We'll see that in the Gemara. Mishemesu Nevi'im Arishanim, when the first Nevi'im died, and we'll see in the Gemara who the first Nevi'im are, Bitlu Urim V'tumim. There is a bottle, the Urim V'tumim. There's a Machlokes Rishanim, what are the Urim V'tumim? Urim means that their mayor, it definitely had to do with the Chayshin. The Chayshin lit up, And if you asked a question to the Urim Betumim, you would see the answer in the names of the Shvatim that were on the Chayshin. There's a question, did the ability of the Urim Betumim to answer your question come from a cloth that when the Choshen, the breastplate, was folded over, inside the fold there was a cloth with the Shem HaMefayrish written on the cloth, and that caused the Choshen to give answer. You asked the question to the Choshen, and letters lit up, and then you would also, and this is very important, you would need Ruach HaKodesh to decipher what the letters were saying. You'd have to connect the letters together through Ruach HaKodesh. There's a famous shot of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, by Chana, that Vayashvel Lishikora, so the Vilna Gaon says that the letter, he consulted with the Urim Vetumim, Eli HaKodesh, and it said, Shin Chof Reish Hei. So he thought she's mumbling like a Shikora. But in fact, Rashi in the Navi, it says, in Shmuel says that she says, Ishak Sheira Noichi. You read the letters wrong. The Pasuk says, Loi Odnata. Says Rashi, you're not a master in this, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. Besides having the ability to have the Choshen light up, you also, the Kohen had a Kohen Gadol had to have Ruach HaKodesh to understand how the letters are put together. So Eli put it together, Shikora, Shin Chof Reish Hei. And she said, no, Isha Kishera Nechi. Or Kisora, some say. In other words, I'm an Akora and I'm being misspelled for a child. I'm Chof Shin Reish Hei. And you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So when you consulted with the Urim Vetumim, the Urim, they lit up. The Tumim, they were Tum, they were Shalim. Whatever they said, that's what happened. But that became Batal after the death of the Nevi'im Rishayim. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShomer. The worm that cut through everything that Shlomo HaMelech used in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it also stopped. The Noif HaSufim, the Gemara explained exactly what does Noif HaSufim mean. Upasko Anshei Amana, and the men of faith stopped. Rashi says that these are people who have betachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they depend on Hashem to do good, and they're not worried they won't have enough money. And Rashi on Amid Beis says it even more. Rashi says, Levater mimemoinam, lenoi hider mitzvah, uletztaka, uloitzoi shabbos v'yom tovim. All the good things that you could use money for, hider mitzvah, hoitzoi shabbos and yontiv, they're not stingy. They're giving up a lot of money, but they have betachon, emunah, Hashem's gonna take care of them. But unfortunately, this became lost with the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Pasku anshi amonim Yisrael, shenemar, hoishia Hashem, kigom achosid. And the pasuk continues, ki pasu emunim ibnei adam. Emunim, people of faith, are lost from Klal Yisrael. Shimon Gabriel Leimer, hey Rabbi Yeshua, mi yoyim shechar beis hamikdash, ein yoyim shein by klola. There's no day that there's no klola. V'lo yorad atal lebracha. The tal doesn't go down lebracha. The Tosefta says that tal used to come down on the wheat, on the tfuah that was white, and now the tal is coming back down on tfuah that is in the same sense, black, that the tal is not accomplishing what it used to accomplish. Lebracha. Venito tama peris, the taste of the fruit, whatever we taste today is not the real rich taste of the fruit. Rabbi Yishayimer, avnito shuana peris, the richness of the peris, the fat of the peris has been taken away. And it's mida keneged mida. Since beruchnius we've gone down, so too mida keneged mida, and we're going to see other things in the Gemara, that things, even physical, wonderful things have been taken away because also the ruchnius has been taken away. Rab Shimon ben Elazar Omer, hatahara not los hareach. We used to eat chul and altaris hakodesh. We used to be makbid that there were people who ate chul and that it made sure that it didn't come tame. They treated it like hegdish. But once the tahara was taken away, they stopped doing the tahara. Memela, the smell of the fragrance of the peris were taken away as well. Hamaasres, we didn't give meiser properly. Not lu eshumen adang. That took away the fat, the richness of the tvua. The chachamim oimrim hasnus. Vakshafim, the harlots and the sorcery, the magic kiluas akol, that caused rov, that caused hunger, and we not only, we didn't have peris, but we didn't even have regular food to eat. Ask the Gemara, Umimai, Mishnah Bitl Sanhedrin Ksev, how do you see in the Pasuk of Bishir La Yishtu Yayin that that's dependent on Sanhedrin, that once there was no Sanhedrin, there, you're not allowed to play music in a feast where you drink wine. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Zekena Mishar Shavsu, the Zekenim and the Shar, Shaiftim, Vishaitim, Titlucha, Bechol Sharecha, the Sanhedrin by the gates of the city. So those Zekenim, the Sanhedrin, are gone. Bachurim in the Ginasim, it says in Eicha, the Bachurim stopped singing as well. So we see a connection between Bittel Sanhedrin and Bittel Shir, at a Mishnah. Amr Rav Udna Deshama Zimra Teaker, an ear that hears music, El Chayr would be also music, Bishas, a Mishnah, when he's not supposed to, it should be torn off. He's supposed to use his ear to hear Divrei Torah. He's busy, and we'll see, and we'll quote briefly a tshuva of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. There's different categories here, but certainly someone who's rugil, if that, he gets up with music, he goes to sleep with music, his whole day centers around music, talker, his ears should be torn off. That's not what ears were given for. Ears were given primarily to learn Torah. Once in a while, or for a dvar mitzvah, then it's different. Amr Rava, Zimra Bebesa, you have song, music in the house, Churba Besifua, then on the threshold of that house there will be Churban Shnemar. Kol Yeshar B'Chaloin, a person is singing, a voice is heard singing in the Chaloin. Chayrev Basaf, there's desolation at the threshold. Ki Arza Eira, because it is a city with the cedar trees. My Kiarza, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, or Rashi has the Girsa Amar Rabbi Yosef, and the Bach says that we should be Gairus here, Vichi Beis HaMesubach Barazim Iru, a house that sits among cedar trees. Does that make it an ear? You say Eira, that's not a city yet. Ela Filu Bayis HaMesubach Barazim Misraya. The era can also mean a city, but it could also mean it becomes destroyed. So here we see again that music, which leads also to Moishev Leitzim, to frivolous behavior, so Chas V'Shalom, that could bring destruction. Amar Rav Ashi, Shmamino, Ki Maskel Churba, when Churba starts, B'Seif Maskel, it starts at the threshold of a person's house. Shenamar the Pasuk says, Chayrev Basaf, V'Iboy Yiseima, the word Saf is threshold, V'Iboy Yiseima Mahacha, V'Shia Yukashar, we have this in Bava Kamma as well. Shia is, Rashi says, Ein Yoshev, if a deserted house brings that the Seirim, the goats, are Merakit Shom, they dance there, and they gourd the house, they break the house down. Yukas means they hit the gate. So here's another proof that it's at the threshold where the gate is. And Rashi in Bava Kamma says that Shia is not like he says here, that it's desolate, but it means it's a name of a shade. So he jumps around and he knocks, he brings Churban to the threshold of the house. Amar Mabra Vashil, the Di Chazile, I saw this Shia, and Menagich Beitur, he was goring like an ox. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, that sometimes music is permitted. Zimra de Nagdi, songs of those who, the boat haulers, the Udabakari and the plowers with the cattle, Shori, as Rashi explains, because there the whole purpose of the song is that it gives them, like you see people rowing a boat, so the singing is in, make them work in unison and to make them work faster and better. So that is a purpose for malacha, that's mutter. But the gardoi, but the weavers is usher, because they stump do it, Rashi says, l'schoit. It's frivolous, so it's usher. So Ramosha quotes over here that they bring a raya l'chaira, that it's usher. Here, we're not talking about a mishnah. It's not in a place of music. And yet we want to say gardoi is usher. So I'm just going to quote the, and this is in Ramesh's in Aruch Chaim Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Vav, the last paragraph. He goes through the whole Indian based on our Gemara, based on the Gemara Gittin of Zion. Hayotzim Izeh. So Ramesh concludes as follows: the Bepuma Ein Lester Shaloi Bebeis Mishnah, that if a person just wants to sing, not with music, and it's not in a base Mishnah, that's mutter. Ulami Shein Aragol, If also he's not doing it constantly. Mishum de kemat kol rishonim matirid. The Rambam in his tshuva is machmer, but almost all the rishonim matir, so that's mutter. What about the Bach's question from our Gemara that we just said? V'leikashim izimer de gardoy shaser. The who mishum de kivin shalo oilam izamer beis malachdon l'schoik who karugel bekach b'shashchiv v'kima shaser. The reason is because they do it all the time, as Rashi says, for frivolous behavior. And they do it constantly. It's like someone who has music when he gets up, when he goes to bed, all the time. So that's ruggle. A ruggle could be usher even if it's not a base mishnah. It has base mishnah is usher even if it's not ruggle. And ruggle is usher even if it's not a base mishnah. Aval vada, he says, me a royal about nefesh lahachmer kar Rambam. You should really be machmer like the Rambam that, even if it's not ruggle, even if it's not in a base mishnah, you should be machmer. Ubezimra demona, but if it's with music, osur b'chol makon. She can't serve a ramam and mechaber. And maybe he says, according to what I explained, Rashi and Tosfos agree. Avsha ramah savishim pligi umatirin shalav b'base mishnah and a ruggle. The ramah says that if it's not in a feast of wine and you're not ruggle, you could be makel even with music. Yesh lahachmer. After you issued the rabbanon, the Ramesha says you should be machmer even though it's only an issued rabbanon. But then he says, but if it's for a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter, and even if it's not simchas chas v'kala, of course chas v'kala, chas navada music is mutter. And what's his raya? Because they say you're allowed to hear music a mitzvah kigoin v'beis chas v'kala kol shori. So when you say kigoin, it means any other mitzvah as well. But then he says avol habanketz. What about to have music at a MBD, at a with a band, at a banquet for a tztaka, sh'ois l'tzarka tztaka, Mr. Pekani, I have a suffix, imu b'chol heter dvar mitzvah, ma'achar sh'asudu v'asimcha, ein a mitzvah be'etzem, rak shu lesef ha'yidei ze'harba anashim, she'yisnadvu, you have this big star coming, why? That will attract a lot of people that want to hear him, and then they'll give charity. So the suda itself is not a suda's mitzvah like a chasna. Aval efshir yesh l'achshiv, l'achshiv shulu dvar mitzvah, kivin shu l'chvoid mekayim mitzvah staka. The purpose of the banquet is to honor those who give charity, so that's part of the mitzvah of tztaka. Ulechein, toiv l'achmer mefshir, v'ein limchis b'el ha'makilim, those who are mekel, don't protest. Vayidea radio, what about a radio to listen? In nishma zimmer de puma mutter. If it's singing without music, it's mutter. The imbekli zemer osser, he says, but ain't chanami to listen to music with musical instruments, even on the radio. Even though it's, when it's not, there's no mitzvah involved, and just to listen, he says it's osser. And during the sphere, Moshe says, even those who are matir, the Ramah is matir if it's ain't a ruggle, and if it's not a mishta with wine, the Ramah is matir. But b'mei sfira, Moshe says, even according to the matir, it should be machmir if it is singing with an instrument. Continues the Gemara Vayter. Rav Huna bottle zimra. He made a ban on singing on music. Kam meya avzeh bezuzah. As a reward for that, 100 geese you could buy with one zuz. In other words, people were able to buy cheap geese. Umeya sochiti, 100 sochiti bezuzah. Veloi boya. Nobody wanted to buy it. It was so plentiful that there wasn't even customers. That was the schar. Also Rav Chisda zilzul beit. But Rav Chisda was mezalzel in what Rav Huna had done. Rashi says he wasn't makbit to be meich on anyone who was playing music and singing. And what happened then? Iboy avze bezuzah. They wanted to get not 100 geese. They wanted to get one geese for a zuz. V'loy mishtaka. They weren't able to find it. Am Rav Yosef. Zimri gavri vani nashi pritzusa. Here he's speaking about a choir. And you have in a choir the singers and those, the rejoinder. Those who answer back to the lead singer. So if the lead singer is a man or men and the women are answering back, that's a pritzus. Listen, it's Koil Isha Erev, as Rashi explains. However, what's worse than that is Zimri Nashi, if the women are singing, Va'ani Gavri, and the men are rejoining, are answering back to them, why? That's Ke'esh Benuris. That's like fire in flax. As Rashi brings down, that Kol B'ish Erva, Hashmi'eni as Kolich, it says in Shir HaShirim, U'mavaris Yitzchak Ke'esh Benuris, in the flax, he's like putting a fire. In other words, if the man is the lead and the woman is answering, so then the man doesn't concentrate so much on what the woman is answering. But if the woman is singing first, and the men are answering, then the men have to listen carefully to how the women are singing, so that they can respond to the singing of the women. So they, since they're concentrating very much on what the women are singing, that's going to arouse in them bad thoughts, and that's like fire in flax, l'mayin nafkamina. They're both wrong. You said it's a preetzus even if men lead. The nafkamina is levetuli ha-makamiha. What happens if the rav wants to stop this practice, and the board of directors says to them, listen, it's either the men singing first and then the women, or the women singing first and then the men. The lesser of two evils is the men leading and the women answering. So let them, if that's all he can accomplish, let him say, okay, we'll leave it that the men will sing and the women, if he can't be mevatel the whole thing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, call a shayser barba mini zemer, whoever drinks wine, and he's listening to four different kinds of song on music, maybe chamesh punishments, he brings five punishments to the world. Shenemer, hoy meshkim biker sheikh yodaifu. Woe to those who get up early in the morning and they run after the beer. Ma'achri ben nashav, late at night, yain yadlikem, and they're going to drink wine. Vahoya, and what music are they listening to? Kinor, the harp. The naval lyre, which is another type of harp. Taif, the drum, the chol, and a flute. The yain mishteyim, and wine is their mishtev. As part of Hashem lo yabitu, they will not look at the works of Hashem. So here are the four types of music, what is written afterwards. Lachain, now comes the five punishments. Golami mibli das. My nation goes into exile without dash, a garment, golus loylam. They bring golus to the world. Uchvoidoi, and the honored ones, Nesei Rav, die of hunger, Shemavin Rav loylam. They bring hunger to the world. Vahamoinon, and the multitudes are parched from thirst. Shegarmen, it doesn't refer to water, but garmen l'tarish l'shtakmulam de'a. It causes that Torah will not be remembered, it will be forgotten by those who learn the Torah. Vayisach Adam Vayashpil Ish continues the pasuk with the other einshim that come as a result of listening to the music at the feast of wine. Shegarmen shiflus l'sayin shalakadosh baruch hu. It causes shiflus, it causes a lowering to the sonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a euphemism for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a kina to the shame of Hashem himself. The Ein Ish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish refers to Hashem, Shadem Hashem, Ish Muhammad. So his kavod, the honor of Hashem, is lowered in the world. The Ein Igvoim Tishpa'elena, and the eyes of the haughty are brought down. Shagarim Shiflus of Yisrael causes the Shiflus of Yisrael. Maxiv Acharav. And after they have caused these five punishments to come to Klal Yisrael, what's written afterwards? Achein. Hechiv Yisrael Nafshe, as Rashi explains, the people themselves fall into Gehenna. The Gehenna has opened up its appetite, upora pil blichaik, and it opened its mouth wide without limit, vayerit ador v'amayna, and its glory, and its multitude, v'shayna v'olaz ba, and whoever is reveling will fall down with into Gehenna. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah Mason, the Vimur Shainim, what was bottled, the Urim, Vitumim, Man, the Vimur Shainim, who are the Vimur Shainim? Amar Rafun is Zeh, David, Shmuel, Shlaima. The Messiah of Shas has Shmuel, David, Shlaima. These were the three. After Shlaima died, no more Urim, Vitumim. Rav Nachman, Amar, he said, Bimei, David, Zimnin, Sok, Zimnin, Lysok. Sometimes it worked that they were able to get the answer from the Urim, Vitumim. Sometimes it didn't work. Shari Shol, Sadak, Vasulai. When Avshalom was against David, and David had a question to ask the Urim V'Tumim, he told first of Yasser to ask, and the Urim V'Tumim would not answer of Yasser. And then David told of Yasser that he has to go down from the Kohen Gadolah. He saw that Hashem no longer wanted of Yasser to be a Kohen Gadol, and he took Tzadik to be the Kohen Gadol, and Tzadik was answered. Shari Shol, Tzadik V'Alsalai, Shol of Yasser V'Alsalai. It didn't work for of Yasser, it worked for Tzadik. Shnamar. Vayalav Yasser. If Yasser went up, means he went up from the Kohen Gadol. He lost it because the Urim V'Tumim were not responding to him. Also, Rav Reshmul asked on Rav Huna, how could you say that the Urim V'Tumim worked until the death of Shlomo? It says, concerning the king Uzio, who lived 150 years after Shlomo, Vayhi Lidrosh Elokim, and the Bach takes out the word kol here, Bimei Zecharya Hamevin Barois Elokim. He went to, Uzio went to search Hashem in the days of Zechariah, who understood the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara at this point is learning that he went to consult with the Urim V'Tumim. And it would fit in the words HaMeivin B'Rois Elokim, that, as we said before, that you had to have someone who had Ruach HaKodesh, who was able to understand the visions of Hashem. You had to have a Navi, you had to have Ruach HaKodesh to put together the letters that lit up on the Urim V'Tumim. So that's how the Gemara is understanding the Pasuk, and this was 150 years after Shlomo, and the Urim V'Tumim worked. My love, Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara, no. Loi b'Nevi'im, the Rishash says, Nevi'us. He didn't go to Zechariah because of his ability to decipher the Urim V'Tumim, but rather he went because of the prophecy. And Hamevin Baros Olekim means because he saw the sights of Hashem, the Nevuah that was shown to him. Toshma. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Rishon, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batlu Orim Migrish. The open spaces, the Orim Leviim, became Batl. Upasku Urim V'Tumim, the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Now Shlomo died 374 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, so we see that the Urim V'Tumim worked for another 374 years until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we just have to speak out. We said a machloikis before machloikis Rishonim. If Urim V'Tumim is the chayshin itself, that's one pshat, or is Urim V'Tumim the cloth that is folded inside the folded up choshen? The breastplate was folded over, and inside they put a cloth with the Shem of Farish on it. Now, if it means that the cloth, we can understand that in the second Beis HaMikdash, the cloth was lost, the Urim V'Tumim didn't work. But if it means the Chayshin, there was a Chayshin in the second Beis HaMikdash. It was one of the eight Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So what does it mean that it stopped Urim V'Tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash? It means that it didn't function. The Chayshin was there, but it didn't light up. It didn't function. U'pasak Melech from Beis David, and a king from Beis David stopped. V'im l'chashka adam. If a person will whisper to you, Leimar. Loimar, Vayoyma Hatir Shata, Lohem Nechemya, that's another name for Nechemya, said to the Kohanim who came up from Bavel, and they had a question on their Yichus, Asher Loyoychlum Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're not supposed to eat the Korbanis Ad Amoid Koyin Lurim V'Tumim, until a Koyin will get up who will be able to decipher Durim V'Tumim. So Lecharitz Mashma, that Nechemya was saying, wait till the second Beis HaMikdash is built. He was coming to build the second Beis HaMikdash. When we'll have a Kohen Gadol, and we'll consult with the Urim V'Tumim, then we'll see if you have a good Yichus. Until that time, don't eat. So you see the Chari that there was an Urim V'Tumim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Amor Loi, tell him, the person who's whispering to you. No, it doesn't mean, that's not what Nechemya was saying. But it's called him like a man, Sharam L'Chaver, says to his friend, Atsheyich Yumesim. V'yavoy Mashiach ben David. You know when this thing will happen? This thing will happen when the dead have Tchiyas HaMeisim and Mashiach will come. In other words, whenever that happens, that's when this will take place. So you can't eat until the Koyin with the Urim V'Tumim means until Mashiach comes. The third Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And then we'll have the Urim V'Tumim. Then you'll be able to eat. Means it's not going to happen until Mashiach comes. That's what he meant to say to him. But there was no Urim V'Tumim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. But meanwhile, what is our question? How did Rav Huna say that it became Batel Durim V'Tumim when Shlomo died? We see it lasted another 374 years until the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Elam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, man Nevi'im Rishonim. It's not the David, Shmuel, and Shlomo, but you know who Nevi'im Rishonim are. Lafukim, Chagei Zecharia Malachi, Dachroinim Nenu. Chagei Zecharia Malachi, they're called Nevi'im Achroinim. Up till Chagei, all the Nevi'im past Shlomo, until the Churban Bayis Rishon, until Chagei Zecharia Malachi, they're called the Nevi'im Achroinim, because they were the last of the Nevi'im. The Tana Rabbanim. Mishnei, Su Chagei Zecharia Malachi. Now Rashi's gears here is Tanya. And also, the Diktuke Soifim shows that Rashi's Girsa here is, as we have in a Braisa, Mishamesu, Chagi, Zechari, Malachai, Nevi'im Achrayinim, because that's what the Gemara is trying to prove. The way we have the Girsa, it's faulty, because where does it say in this Braisa that they were considered Nevi'im Achrayinim? But the real correct Girsa here is Nevi'im Achrayinim. So according to this Girsa, that they are the ones who are called the Vim Achroinim, and up till them, there was Urim V'Tumim, which means up till the end of Bayis Rishon. The Alpha Pekin, even though there's no more Urim V'Tumim, they used to use a Baskol. Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, tells us that a Baskol is an echo. It is not the Koil Nevu itself, but it is a daughter. And that's why the Mefarshim say it's Belosh Nekeva, not a Ben Koil, but a Baskol, just like a Nekeva is weaker than a Zohar. So the Baskol is indicating it's weaker than the Koil of Nevu itself. Shepam Achas Hoyim Mesubim Balias Beis Guri B'Yerichoy. They were once sitting around in the attic of the Beis Guri in Yericho, Nitna Lein Baskol Min Hashemayim. A Baskol came from Emvah Omer and said, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Shroi Shetit Shechin Olav. There is one man amongst you who it's proper that the Shechinah should rest upon him. Elishain Dori Roilakach, but the generation is not worthy that that should happen. Nasnei Neim Behil HaZaken. Who is that one person who would be Zoycha to Shechinah if the door would have been Zoycha? They saw that was Hil HaZaken. Shemes, when Hil died, Hispidu, they gave a Hespid. Hai Chosid Hayarav. Woe to the loss of this pious, humble person. Talmid Shel Ezra, he's a Talmud of Ezra, just like the Marsha says, just like Ezra came from Bavel to Yisrael, so too did Hillel, and just like Ezra was the leader of Klal Yisrael, so was Hillel. Vishuv Pam Acheres, another time, Hoy Mesubim Aliyah B'Yavne, Nasal and Baskol Min Hashemayim, V'Amr Lan, it said to them, Yeshchem Adam Echad Shoroi Shetit Shechina Olav, El Shein Dori Zakoin Lekach, Nasal and Name Shmuel HaKotten, it was Shmuel HaKotten. Why was he called Shmuel HaKotten? Yerushalmi says, as we're soon going to see, because he was a great honor, so he was called HaKotten, and others say, because he was the cotton compared to Shmuel Anavi, who was considered the gadol. Ugishemais hispidu high Anav. Here we see his main milah was Anivus, and that's why perhaps it's inverted here that the Anivus comes before the Chassid as opposed to Hillel. High Anav, high Chassid. Tamir Shalil, he's a Talmud of Hill. Va'afu and Hill Shmuel Akotten also. He had a Nevuah, even though he said the Nevuah was Batl after Chag Zechariah Malachi, but Yechidim could be Zoyche, great Yechidim, as a Tzibur, there's no Nevi'ahs, but great Yechidim could sometimes have Nevuah even in later generations. Va'af who he had Nevuah here. Omer B'Shas B'Sos, he said when he was dying, Shimon V'Yishmael, as Rashi explains, this refers to Shimon Gamliel Hasheni, who was the Nasi, and Yishmael Ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol, that they were killed, Rashi says, interesting, he says, Malchus Yavin by Greece. L'chayre was by the Romans, Rashi calls it Malchus Yavin. So they're going to be L'chavar, they're going to die by the sword, they're going to be two of the Asari Ruge Malchus, V'chavaroi, and their other Chavarim L'chtola will die other ways. Rashi says, for example, Rabbi Akiva, we know, the Gemara and Brachas, Samach Alf and Beis, that they killed him with iron combs. The Ben Yoyada said it was for 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom Kippur that he suffered that way. And then you have Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, that we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that he was burnt with a Sefer Torah wrapped around him. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who was killed with 300 iron spears going through him. Visharam and the rest of the people of Biza, they will get spoils taken away from them. Vakanskin, there are terrible tragedies, Asidin, Lemesi Alama, which are going to befall the Jewish people. Va'afa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who we just mentioned from Rashi, Big Shulaimer, they wanted to say the same as they said on Shmuel HaKotan and Hillel, Hai Chasad Ayon of Elosh and Nitra for Shah, but the opportunity was lost. Shame, Aspid al Haruge Malchus, since he was one of the Haruge Malchus, so Rashi says, we're not Maspid, because Me'emus HaMelech Lefikach they didn't let them make a hesped because the king would think, oh, they're making a hesped, they're eulogizing the enemy of the king, and that will put Klal Yisrael in danger, and that's why they didn't make a hesped, so that should not happen. The Mishnah continued. Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Batl Shamir. The Shamir was Batl. Tana Rabbanan, Shamir, Shaboy, Batl Shlomo, Beis HaMikdash. The Shamir was the worm that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash with, which Gemara and Gittin tells us that Ashmidoi brought the Shamir to Shlomo, and Ashmidoi was the king of the Shadim. Shenemar, Vabayis, Bibonase, the Beis HaMikdash, when it was built, Evan Shlomo, Masa Nivne, was built from a quarry. It was built exactly without any iron metal objects, cutting it. It was taken by the shamir, cut through, and it was exactly the way it was in the mountain. That's how it was in the Beis Hamikdash. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Hadvorm Kiksovim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that it was exactly the way it's written, that there was no iron tools. Amar Rav Nechemya disagrees. V'chiev shalom kain, can we say that? V'aloi kfar nemar, kol eila avodim ikaris, all these precious stones, migoy rorois b'migra, they were filed smooth with a file. So you see that an iron tool was used. Im kain matam adolam, lo nishma b'bayis b'inasai. The pasuk says, earlier, v'hagarzin kol kli barzin, lo nishma b'bayis b'inasai, that all the instruments were not used, and you didn't hear it in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehoyah, the answer is Shehoyah Misakin Mibachutz Bachbifnim. They used iron tools, but it was done on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Alts cover of the Beis Hamikdash was not done inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's the sheet of Rav Nechemya. Amar Rebbe, near in the Rav Yehuda of the Migdash. That Rav Yehuda is correct that the Avon of the Beis Hamikdash was only cut with a shomer. But the Rav Nechemya of the Beis Hamikdash, the palace of Shlomo himself, there they did it with iron, but not the stones of the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Nechemya, the Gemara asks Kasha on Rav Nechemya. He says that iron was used. You didn't need the Shamish. Shomer l'may asa. Why did Ashmedori bring it to Shloima? Mi boyle, they needed it. Look at the sign like we learned in the Braisa. Avonim alalu, these stones. Rashi says it refers to the Eifod and the Choshet. The Avni Shom were at the end of the shoulder strap. 6 Shvatim on one stone, 6 Shvatim on the other stone, which was on the Kohen Gadol, and the 12 stones that were on the Choshen, and Kaisar Sambadiyai. You don't write the names of the Shvatim on top of them with ink. Mishum Shenemar, Ptuchei Choshen, they have to be engraved like a signet ring. They misart, you don't etch Aleihem, Vizma with a cutting tool, Mishum Shenemar, Mluaisum. If you cut it, then it's going to take away and it has to be full. So how do you do it? You write on it with ink. You put the shomer on top of the ink from the outside. The shomer causes, it could break through anything, and it causes the stone to split, but nothing's missing from the split. Like this fig, that cracks, that splits in the through the heat of the sun, the Enech Seraklum is not missing anything. Ukebikazu, like this valley, Shedevkas B'moshek Shom, that in the wintertime it causes cracks in the soil, the Enech Seraklum, but it's not missing anything. The same thing the Shomer did to these Avarim, that's what the Shomer was used for, according to Rav Nechemya. Tan Rabbana, now we're saying different details about the Shomer. Shomer is Ebri Yashik Asara, it's created the size of a kernel of barley. Umesheshish Yimei Breish Nivra. It was created during the 6 days of creation. The ain called over kosher yachalam in front of nothing. As we learned, some things break through cold, some things break through heat. The shomer had all qualities; it was able to break through anything. Nothing could stand in his way. By mamish shomer, so how do you guard against it? That you restrain it from going out and breaking everything. You put tufts of wool around it. You place it in a tube shalaver of lead, that's full of a bran of barley, and that will restrain it. Silk that comes from Parnada became bottle. As we said before, since the Ruchnis of Klal Yisrael went down, so L'Umma said the great physical things also went down, like the silk, which came from Parnada. And Rashi says that this is a min meshihu, it's chuchas levana, the white glass. Tani nam yachi, mishachar beis mikdash rishon. But l'shir parnada, it's chuchas levana, v'rechev barz, an iron chariot. The yeshar mafian kars, gelled wine. Haba misnir, that comes from snir. Hadoyma, that's like igule dvela cakes of pressed figs. The knife is sufim, we linked in the Mishnah, the knife is sufim was bottled, my knife is sufim, omarav, soilish, etzofal, gabi napa. This is a rich texture of flour which sticks to the sieve like dough with honey and oil that also doesn't go through the sieve. And then the word knifus means knifus. It sticks to the napa, to the sieve. It doesn't go through. And soifim, it floats. It doesn't sift. Just like a dough that is kneaded with oil and honey, it will, it's so rich in texture. This flour was so rich, it would not go through the sieve. What it means is you put two doughs, one side of the oven and the other one on the other side, and they swell to such an extent that one touches the other. According to this, the pshat is that because of the bracha, it's like a branch. Neifes now means a branch. And tzuf means it's floating, it swells more and more until both doughs reach each other. And from one wall of the oven to the other, you have one big dough. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer zed dvash, habol min tzviya, and the Mesorah Shas says, hatsoifim from the mountains. Honey that comes from the mountains. My mashma, where do we see that honey comes from mountains? Can the Targum of Sheshes, or Rashi says, can the Targum of Yosef, who is a big bucky in Targum, he's going on a pasuk, kasher tasenu advoirim. The enemy will come like the bees. What does that mean? Kamod, the nitzin, devriyasa. Just like bees go up, vishaitan, they fly, beroimi alman, the heights of the world, on the mountains, umasin duvsha, and they bring honey, meizva, tura, from the vegetation of the mountains. So we see that there is special honey that comes from the tops of the mountains. Nan hosam, we learned over there, kol hanitzik, Tohar chutz mitvash zifim. This is in the Indian of nitzik kechibur. If you're pouring liquid from a tohar keli into a tomei keli, do we say that the flow connects the tomei to the tohar, and therefore the tomei at the bottom will make that which you're pouring in, that liquid that's still in the tohar keli, will make a tomei? No, I say kol hanitzik tohar. It is tar chutz, midvash zifim. Except for dvash zifim, Rashi explains that it is thick, very thick. And when the flow stops momentarily, what happens is, since it's such a thick thing, it bounces back to the top. Such a flow where it bounces back once the flow is interrupted, that's considered a very strong chibur, and there we will say nitzik chibur, and the tame liquid at the bottom will be metame, the Torah liquid that's in the keli on top. Vehat tzepichim, which Rashi says is a honey that has in it the wax, which also makes it very thick, and it'll have the same result as dvash zifim, and there nitzik will be metame, it will be kechibur, will make a connection between the tame one and the Torah one. My zifim, am Rabbi Yechon, dvash mezifim, but you can adulterate it. You could put in, Rashi says, wine or water, and yet it's so thick you won't even notice it. Rish Lakish Amar, Hashem Akaime, from where it comes, kedichsev, Zif, Utlam, Ubalos, these are cities in the Chalik of Yehuda. Kiyoitz, Bedavra, similar, Machlaikis, Ato Aimer. Beboa, Zifim, people from Zifim came. Vayarim, Shaul, they said to Shaul, Loi David, Mistater, Imanu. He's hiding by us, we can deliver him to you. My Zifim, or Rabbi Yechon, the Adam, Hamazifim. Rabbi Yechon says it means they're liars, they're, Rashi says they speak Rechilos, they were pretending that they could deliver David to Shaul. And that wasn't necessarily true that they could. That's what the word zifa means. Hamazifim divrayim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hashem Mekayman can receive zifa. Tlamu balas. That's really the place where they came from. Uposku anshe Amon in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Men of truth will end. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Elu Bnei Adam. Shehem Amin about Kadosh Baruch. They believe in Hashem. That Hashem provides them their money, and therefore, as we mentioned this Rashi before, they will be mevater on their money. Lenoi hider mitzvah utstaku loitzos shabbos yom tovim. The sign of blessed galoimer. Call me sheish loy pas basali. Whoever has bread in his basket, and he says ma oich lamacha. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Ain't elam tani money. He's from the people who have very little faith in Hashem. Behind the dumb Rav Lezer might have siv kimi baz yom katnas. Who is derisive in a day of small things? We can darshan that pasuk. Me garmel tzaddikim. Who causes tzaddikim? She yiz bazbe shulchan alas lavi. That their shulchan in olam abo will become depleted. Katne shaybam. The stinginess, the smallness that they had. Shalayaminu b'kadosh baruch. They didn't believe in Hashem and they didn't spend their money on mitzvahs because they lacked faith that Hashem would provide them with ample parnasa. Rav Amar. What is the Tana is referred to? Eluk Tani b'nei Risha Yisrael. These are the young children of the Rishon of Yisrael that Hashem takes their lives in the lifetime of their parents. As we turn to the Mem Tesam and Aleph, and the word buzz means Shemivaz b'zin din aviv. Rashi explains, Koyrim, they tear up the din of their fathers, their parents lost the love. Oimrim, these little children who died, say, Lefanov, in front of Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Me'achar Shata Asad, Lipar Mehen, since in the future, you're going to punish them anyway. So, Lama HaKisim Shneim Bam, why did you blunt their teeth? Why did you cause suffering and availus that they had to mourn for us? If that doesn't help to get them a reprieve from their punishment on the Mabal, what was the use of it? Let them off now because they've already suffered. So they are mevazbez, they tear up the din of their fathers.